What's up, guys? Man, I still love that song. And once again, shout out to our boy Taylor for making those beats for us.
Our boy.
Reach out to him. If you guys have any needs with making beats,
audio engineering, podcast,
audio engineering, anything like that. His Instagram is Taylor Makes Noise.
That is it. Hit him up. Woo! Send him the late bloomers, aka Tom and Gene, sent you, and he'll help you out with anything you need.
Cool. How you feeling today, Tom?
Bro.
And the reason why I asked this is because I know he's not feeling too well.
Dude, I don't know why you do this to me. Every fucking weekend. You always try to play it down.
Dude, you act like I'm like taking you to Ragers and getting you blackout drunk.
First off,
every weekend.
You do that. You're like, bro, just one more shot. Just do it.
So for those of you guys out there listening, I am that friend. Yes. That friend who's always like, yo, just go out. Like, just one more shot, bro. Come on. I just love when everyone's having a good time and there's good vibes.
And you don't drink anything.
No, I drink, but I know what's funny is that it's usually my idea to start drinking and then everyone's idea to not stop. Right?
So it's not your fault.
So like, I'll get it started. And a lot of these people, I don't know, for whatever reason, I've never been like too into alcohol to the point where I feel like I'm like, I can't stop. But I have so many friends that are like
It's
like, oh, dude, I have one shot and I can't stop till I'm blacked out.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. Last night was like, it was fun. It was a little chill. But it was, why don't you tell about this house that we were at last night?
Yeah, we were at some house in Hollywood. One of my friends, I believe, owns it. It's a pretty nice house. Great house for having get-togethers.
Nice open. It's a classic, like, modern Melrose with, like, the grass in between the grate. Like, blocky. Yeah. Like, it was a beautiful house.
Yeah, super modern, super, like, cementy.
That's a word.
There's a lot of, like, gray cement everywhere. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we got it.
And then she had a, what was that, a bull riding thing?
And she had, like, a lot of PB&J sandwiches.
In the backyard.
For some reason. I had so many.
It was so fucking random.
But it was
fun. She had, like, crackers, PB&J sandwiches, and, like, fucking...
Just, like, Lay's potato chips.
A riding bull in the backyard.
Yeah, and, like, a fire dancer.
And then, like, Trulies, and then, like, fucking, like, weird, like, flavored Smirnoff alcohol.
Yeah.
But, in her defense, she's from the UK.
Yeah.
So... Her definition of, like, throwing a party is probably a lot different than, like, us, like, getting, like,
we have to,
let's get White Claws and a keg of beer and...
That's just you. First off, that's just you that wants White Claw. Nobody else I know wants White Claw like you.
Hey, tell me girls don't like White Claws. Tell me.
But why do you drink so many if the girls like it?
It's just what we get, man. It's a good balance of, like, health, low calorie. It's, like, something nice to sip on, but it's not beer. It's like, everyone loves sipping on beer other than the fact that it's, like, so fucking bad for you and the calories.
You feel, like, lethargic.
Right.
Yeah.
White Claw is that, but healthy.
Sounds so LA right now. I'm just trying to keep it low on my calories.
Shout out White Claw. Make sure to give us a sponsorship if you're
Please.
Thinking about
Trevor,
it.
Trevor, how are we doing? Yeah, so I feel like that party, I drink a little more because you know me as I never drink. But you brought all those girls and those girls are all... dolled up, and they did not drink any. So it's just kind of like us dudes just kind of drinking a shitload.
Well, we drank at the pregame.
Yeah.
We all drank at the pregame, and...
We don't really play games, though. We just kind of, like, shot. Like, there's no, like, never have I ever, or, like, beer pong,
you know,
flip
it's
cup.
Interesting because, like, all these different, like, areas of the U.S. all have, like, different, like, ways that they pregame.
Yeah.
Like, for us in college, it was literally, like, gathering around, like, guys talking to girls and, like, just everyone being like, yo, let's take a shot, or, like, yo, play another song. That's, like, always been my definition of pre-gaming.
Okay.
But the whole drinking game thing, that is that, a Midwest thing?
Maybe. It's all I did. Because I just...
Okay, so is that your party or is that your pre-game? That's probably your party.
No, it was a pre-game. Okay. It was a pre-game. Because, I mean, we would do, like... a lot of, like, video games. We would play NHL and, like, FIFA against each other. And, like, if I scored against you, you take a shot.
Okay,
and
that
the
sounds
scores
like
are, like, 10-8.
Okay, that sounds like a group, a guy thing.
It was a dude. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of
okay,
girls around us for the pregame.
Okay, there's your answer, guys. If you have a bunch of girls around, you're not going to be playing NHL. No,
but we played a lot of flip cup, a lot of beer pong, and then we'd go to like a bigger house party and then do the same thing.
So we would play flip cup. Beer pong is more of like a house party thing where like it's a huge house party in a huge house and there's like beer pong going around.
Yeah.
When you're like more trying to like stick together, mm-hmm. aka like a pregame where mm-hmm. like everyone's trying to mingle,
mm-hmm.
you want to do more of a flip cup style.
Okay.
But also, also, I feel like flip cup's like an 18-year-old thing to do.
Yeah, that's what we did when we were 18. Those high school days. Yeah, like, all exactly. right, let's play a game.
How were your drinking habits in back in the
They were healthy to an extent. Because I was never big on the alcohol taste. I kind of just drank to, like, you're socially conditioned. Like, you're in college, you have to get fucked up because of, like, movies and TV.
Right.
But I wasn't really big into, like, the taste. I never, ever drank alone or, like, with I'm chilling with a dude. It was always, like, socially, girls, out to eat.
Okay, so you've never, like, cracked open a beer with never. The boys?
Well, if we're all, like, if everyone else is, then I will. But I'll never voluntarily go do it, ever.
Okay, I'm the same way. Sure. I was the same way. But most of my friends were like, oh, it's Friday afternoon, class is out, let's drink a beer. And or, like, sure. it was Tuesday afternoon.
Monday morning.
Yeah, let's drink a beer.
You right. ASU guys, you'll find any reason.
Right, right. The ASU guys are a little different than the average.
Minnesota guys. But, I mean, we drink on the rooftop and, like, fire pits, like, bonfire things. You drink around that. You ever heard of
gotcha.
Bonfires?
That sounds very Midwestern.
It is.
ASU, we're, like, pre-gaming hard. We're, like, chugging bottles, and then we're, like, calling an Uber and going to the house party, and then party was like huge.
We did that too. I mean, we not as much as you did, but we found a way. When we did have girls over, we would keep it more light and social. When it's just the dudes, like, hey, we're all gonna go to the bar in an hour, then we just chug it.
So I feel like, Tom, you're downplaying your drinking habits a little bit now. Yeah. Because from the stories that you've told me, you were pretty much an alcoholic in your
4 years. I tried to blend academics and drinking, and I think drinking won. Because I majored in, like, a science, which is, like, way more, like, library. And all my buddies majored in, like, entrepreneurship, marketing.
Is that even a major these days? Entrepreneurship? There's no way that's a major.
Yeah, I have friends that majored in entrepreneurship, yeah.
Business, I understand, but how do you...
I don't know. Okay. Watch Shark Tank? I don't even know.
Interesting.
Yeah, go to
change your bio on Instagram to entrepreneur.
Yeah. Entrepreneur major.
Interesting.
Got my bachelor's.
Okay, so tell us about your drinking habits.
Yeah, I was pretty nighttime only, but I actually got really good at it. Where I knew the exact amount because I was big on like Bacardi, any sort of rum, a lot of Kraken, a little bit of Fireball, a little more whiskey.
These are random as fuck drinks.
Bacardi is random.
Yeah, I feel like it.
Bacardi. Kind of. It's in every other fucking rap song.
It's kind of random. Like, okay, keep going.
Anyway, I could get the exact ounce. This is through trial and error. So I would know the exact ounce that I needed to get in that perfect sweet spot. Or, like, in an hour, I would be just, like, money. And this was, like, maybe...
What do you mean by money? How, like, you felt?
Yeah. Like, I was loose, feeling really good, dancing, singing. Couldn't really talk to people that much. But
couldn't really talk to anyone, but...
I wasn't slurring, but, like, I was just feeling, like, just good.
Gotcha.
You know? But there is a story. I don't know if I told you this story. The story of the one night that I don't remember that much, but have you heard of Kraken?
I have.
It's a black licorice, black spice rum.
Yeah.
It is probably the...
No one at ASU drank that shit.
Bro, it's, like, the perfect college alcohol. Because... Really? It's 95 proof and $20 for a handle. Or it was, at least the liquor store I went to. And it mixed unbelievably well with Coke. Like, you couldn't even taste it.
Really?
And it was just like, it was every college kid's dream. And the bottle was really cool, too. But I could get, since it was a lot stronger than Bacardi, I got to the point where I had a little too much. Really, really bad. And I'm sure you can relate to a story in a minute. Where I just kind of, like, I was feeling good, and then I don't know about you, but you kind of just, like, blink, and everything just goes blur. And you just, you're kind of, like, stumbling, you're leaning side to side, and I can kind of, like, feel it coming up my throat, my esophagus. I was like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. So I run to the bathroom, heads in the toilet, couldn't stop puking for about 45 minutes. And my buddies come in like, yo, you good? I'm like, we're going to get back out there and do it again. And then, like, I was still puking, and they're like, nah, I don't think we are. And I ended up, you know, this was, like, in December, January, so there was snow outside. And I was walking back home from the bar, and, you know, couldn't barely keep my feet up, puking a little bit more on the street. And this is really specific for being this drunk, but I remember I woke up the next day, and I started hearing banging, like, on a door. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is that a dream? Like, what's going on? This was, like, 10:30, 11, maybe a little later. And it was my mom.
Wow.
And I was like, why is my mom at the door right now? She's banging my bedroom door right for our house.
How far did you live from campus? Or how far did your parents live from campus?
About half an hour.
So she drove half an hour to come see you.
Yeah, Sunday morning. Because I...
And this is why I never went to the same state as the state I grew up in.
Well, thank God she did, because it was... I didn't know. I mean, I woke up and my head was throbbing. Mm-hmm. And I looked in the mirror and my ears were purple. I got frostbite, and I didn't even feel it. And you don't know what frostbite is, but it just burns.
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Okay. It just, everything just burns, and it's just freezing. And it's like a
okay,
weird
so,
kind of...
Okay, so you missed some parts there. So okay. How did she hear about you getting right. So
I forgot my phone at the bar. Apparently it fell out of my pocket. Okay. I didn't remember that. And I was home, and I guess the bar texted my mom, and it was like, hey... Your son left his phone at hashtag O'Gara's, which was the bar I used to go to a lot in St. Paul. And she did that. And she came in. And then I was still hammered. I was still drunk. And I went back to bed after she came and dropped the phone off. And I was like, did you come earlier today? And she's like, yeah, I think you're still a little drunk. And I was like, yeah, I was.
How old were you at this time?
21.
21. Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
It was a college bar, so, you know.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah, so that was my story. That was my big... And actually, to this day, that was 7 years ago, I have not had crack and scent.
Yeah, oftentimes that's what happens when you get really fucked up off of a specific alcoholic drink. You can't even, like, whiff it anymore.
Yep, cannot even smell it anymore.
I had that experience with a few different alcohols.
Yeah.
I had that the very first time I got drunk. A buzz doesn't count. The very first time I got drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I got buzzed was I got hazed into doing it. I was,
that's late.
I was in a fraternity. Yeah, I was never a drinker.
Wow.
Never really was into drinking. Just like tiny little sips here and there, but like was never really into it. I was a really goody two-shoes kid.
Me too, yeah.
Never got high, never did any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pretty much got hazed into drinking some beer, and about half a beer in, I felt good.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is why people drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is honestly kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I should try to do it more and see if I feel better.
Uh-oh.
Which is obviously a big mistake. And so I had a bottle of a plastic handle, Vitali.
Wow.
In my...
What is that?
It's like... Have you heard of Pop-Off?
Oh.
Have you heard of Fleischmann's?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like Fleischmann's.
Yeah, okay.
Vitali is like Fleischmann's. Fleischmann's is like, what, like $13.99 a handle?
Yeah.
Pop-Off was like $9.99 a handle.
Okay.
And it was in a plastic bottle. So I had this bottle at my place. I call up my buddy, and I was like, hey, you've never been drunk before? I've never been really drunk before. Let's get drunk tonight. And he was like, the whole time he was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But I was like, dude, you got it. Let's just try it once. Like, we got to see how it is. And I was like, all right.
So you're a freshman. This is early freshman year?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to play. I had a dartboard in my room. So we started shooting darts. And I said, whoever can get closer or whoever is further from the bullseye takes a shot. And I lost like 4 or 5 rounds in a row. Now, keep in mind, the previous time I drank was I said I got buzzed off half a beer.
Oh my
I took maybe 6 shots of 40% alcohol.
I mean, yours like what, 125?
Yeah,
7?
Yeah, not a big dude at all. I woke up the next day in my bathroom floor with puke everywhere, like a puddle around my body. And for
was
the
your
next,
head in the toilet or was it like near?
No, like I was on like sleeping on the ground floor, on the floor. But yeah, the next 24 hours I was walking around campus dry heaving every like 30 minutes. So pretty much I got alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
After that,
oh my God.
I didn't really want to get drunk again. And wow. I don't think I really got fucked up again for maybe another year or so after that.
Wow.
Yeah, but like even now when I whiff plastic vodka, I think it's the case with anyone, but like me specifically, if I you'll whiff it, like, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's like, that's fascinating. Because my freshman year, I partied like every Friday, Saturday. I did not miss... We didn't really have a weekday thing, or at least I wasn't cool enough to do the weekday thing.
Right.
But my buddies were getting blackout. I've never blacked out. I've browned out a lot, which means you might remember, like the story I just said, is you remember bits and pieces of it.
Right. So now that we, I mean, all of us know the health risks of alcohol and alcohol abuse, but let's talk a little bit about just overall alcohol consumption and how it affects your productivity.
Right. And my big thing too is when I haven't drank in a long time, except last night, apparently. But I have found is it shoots the next day. And then which
what might, shoots the next
like
day?
Like you drinking a lot is gonna shoot the next day. Like the
what do you mean by shoot?
Like it's done. Like the day's done. Like you're gonna be hungover.
Okay.
You're going to like you're not gonna be productive, you're not gonna go to the gym, you're
that,
not gonna
is that like a Midwestern term?
I don't know. It might be
shoots the next day?
The next day's shot.
Shot, okay. Shot. Yeah.
So the different okay, tense. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So that was my big thing is like the next day is done, right? Yeah. So that was my big thing. And then what's interesting too is it's probably other reasons, but I also never got laid because I was just too drunk. I couldn't do it.
Right.
I couldn't talk. I couldn't try to bring her home. I probably would have gotten, would have gotten whiskey dicked. Like it just didn't seem worth it to me. And the older I got, the more I realized like why. But your metabolism's so hot and when you're younger that it doesn't matter. The late night pizzas and the late night carbs, all the alcohol just runs right through it.
Oftentimes for men, when they're growing up and going to high school, they watch movies like American Pie and
classic.
Things like that.
Yep.
What's the other one? National Lampoon?
Yeah.
And they oftentimes associate like going to your first college party and like joining a frat and getting blackout drunk and waking up next to a girl. Not the case in real life.
At least not for us.
At least not for us.
Yeah.
You know, you're not getting blackout drunk and waking up next to a girl. And honestly, if you want to have dating and social success, I think you have to not drink that much.
100%.
You can drink a little bit, but 100%. It needs to be, in my opinion, if I was to give out a number, no more than like 2-3 drinks in a whole night.
Max. And you're only doing that to kind of get over this like nervousness to kind of like lower your filter a little bit.
Right.
But
what
I found too is people, the older people get and the more they drink is they chase this sweet spot of like 20 minutes and you're going to drink and drink and drink until you hit the sweet spot and you're either going to stop drinking, which will make you crash and you're going to just knock out, or you're going to keep following that buzz and then you're going to crash. So it's just, it doesn't like, why even do it?
Right.
And I think kind of what you mentioned earlier is like we're conditioned by the media to be getting shit-faced. And most people are. Like in the Midwest, I don't know anywhere that drinks more than where I'm from.
I'm glad that maybe it's just because there's nothing to do.
There's nothing
there
to do
besides,
and it's cold.
Yeah.
And people don't really do hard shit where I'm from. They drink more than anywhere else, more than here, for sure.
Right.
For sure.
But yeah, the I'm glad the narrative is changing on how alcohol is perceived now. I think in 2020, alcohol is more seen less of as like a cool thing, and it's more as of like a, well, I don't know, but like it's starting to become more and more as like a negative thing.
Yeah, I can see that too.
And to be honest, I would say for the most part, it is a negative thing.
Yeah, and I think that's this whole wave of these
health.
Light seltzers, the Trulies, the White Claws, the... What's that other one that you like a lot? There's like a Bud Light one. Is that Truly?
I don't know.
But there's
the
some
White
seltzer.
Claw's the main one.
Yeah,
White
there's a
Claw,
huge
Truly,
wave.
Pretty much the same thing.
Calories, it tastes decent. You're probably not going to get drunk off it. You better not.
Right.
It's going to be a terrible hangover if you do. And yeah, I just think we're conditioned at a young age, especially in college, kind of what you said with all the media. But I think after college, when you start realizing that was kind of... not worth it.
Right.
You know, and I found, at least when I was 23, I recognized that, okay, I go out all the time. I party all the time. I go to all these bars and clubs all the time. I drink a lot. I spend a lot of money, and I'm gaining weight.
Right.
And I'm not getting laid at all.
Right.
Period.
What was the initial reason why you got drunk?
To talk to girls. For sure.
I agree. Yeah. For me as well.
Yeah.
Some guys just like getting drunk to just to get drunk. And I think it's vice versa as well for females. Mm-hmm. They
lowers your inhibition.
Right. They drink and it kind of takes away their shyness around men, you know. And
I think people use it as an outlet. They had a bad day. They got in a fight. They whatever. Right. And they got to go to the alcohol.
I don't want to feel like myself today. Right. That's why people who are depressed abuse alcohol.
Right.
Right.
Right. So I feel that when I was kind of realizing this at a young age, similar to what you said, is I never really liked it. I didn't like crave that taste. So it's a little easier for me than others to just stop it. But since I did stop it and I started going out a lot more without drinking or maybe only having a couple, it was night and day. I had more money in my wallet. I was talking to way more girls, going on dates, getting laid, and I just wasn't gaining any weight. I wasn't craving the late night pizzas at 3:30 anymore. Right, you know? Right.
So your next day was productive.
Yeah, I woke up at 9 or 10 and I just crushed the next day.
Right, you know?
So I feel that, I don't know, from your experience, even in LA, do you think, like, people still think like that? Like, think do they like need what? Alcohol as an outlet? Because you're a promoter.
It's different because, well, LA just has so many different types of people, right? Yeah. You have, like, those 19-year-old girls that move here that, like, dropped out of college that just want to party.
And you have TikTokers.
And then you have, like, 26-year-old yoga instructor who's vegan, who, you know, like, doesn't drink any alcohol, right? So you have all different types of people out here. But yeah, the people who party out in LA definitely take it to an extreme.
You think it's alcohol or more like harder drugs?
I think alcohol leads to the harder drugs.
Leads to it, okay.
Because maybe you meet someone and they don't like doing cocaine.
Yeah.
When they're sober, right? But they have a couple shots in them, and then they get offered cocaine. They're like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and then, like, their girls or their dudes or everyone's doing a line. And, like, they're like, well, I guess I'll do one now, too.
Right. You always meet those people that are like, oh, I don't smoke cigarettes unless I'm drunk. Right. That's exactly what that is.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The alcohol, essentially, is like a gateway.
So do you think there's a way for people to either nip it early or nip it after the college years?
I think they need to change their perspective on alcohol. Okay. Like what we just talked about, they need to realize, like, alcohol doesn't make you cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's peer pressure. We would think, like, as grown, quote unquote, men in college, you would think peer pressure wouldn't affect you that much, but it really does, because people tell you, oh, you want to be cool? Yeah. You need a drink. You want to do this? You need a drink. This sounds like a fucking Dare commercial right now.
Yeah, stop.
But honestly, yeah, people need to get away from that perception. Oftentimes for men, I think they drink because thinking they drink will get them girls. Mm-hmm, and I think for the most part, it's far from the truth.
Right.
And you're much better off getting better at socializing.
Which is what we teach. But it's hard though, because something like alcohol can get so deep in a person, and we can't be like, just stop it, because that's just not the reality. But I think bringing some awareness to it may be an interesting approach. And we're definitely not therapists by any means. However, I feel that we're credible in the sense of really drinking our body weight and then getting through it and not giving in to the peer pressure of drinking. I don't know if you agree with that.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I definitely agree. So let's talk about, in terms of socially.
Yeah.
What is okay? Should you drink? Should you not drink? And if it is, what is that amount?
I don't even know if I can put a number on it, because everyone's built different, of course. I would say enough for you to get that first wall down. Like, if we go to a bar at 10:30, I'm like, you go to me and you go, hey, girl, that girl, or hey, bro, that girl is really cute. And I go talk to her. And you go, 1 minute. And then you go to the bar and have one or two, and then you go talk to her, that's fine. But if you're using alcohol as an excuse to not talk to her, that's where you need to, like, realize, well, I guess the alcohol is not my outlet to talk to her. I think that's more internal.
Right. The problem with it is that if it gave you the balls to go talk to someone, it's also going to give you all of the other things that you wouldn't want,
right?
Like having self-awareness,
right?
Like having good body language,
right?
Like having, like saying the right things at the right time. We were talking about, you're going to lack all those things, because you're going to, your cognitive awareness is going to be lacking.
And it's interesting too, is when you have a lot of female friends and you're like, you know, I'll tell them like, you think that guy's cute, right? And they'll go, yeah, he's really cute and funny, but he's too drunk.
Right.
But he's stumbling or he's slurring. I can't go home with him if he's like that.
Right.
You could have gotten laid tonight, bro.
Right.
And, but you let the and alcohol
that
win.
Happens with guys too. It's all like, she's cute, but like now she's just too sloppy and it makes her look unattractive.
Yeah. And could I get Me Too'd or could I get canceled because she made advances at me, but she's too drunk and I just cannot take advantage of her.
Right.
So it turns more into a liability than an asset over the course of the night.
Right. So if I was to give you guys advice, I would say, I'm not going to tell you don't drink, even though not drinking and going out is probably the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
In terms of just like learning how to talk to people and like getting the cojones to actually talk to people. But if you were to drink, I would say no more than, you know, two drinks.
Yeah.
Two, three drinks.
And it's really interesting too, is just in LA, you get a lot of free alcohol if you have connections. And in some cities, I'm sure, as well, Arizona, I'm sure. If you know the right people, you can get free stuff all the time. But you just got to have that self-control of like, I know it's free, but I'm going to still say no. I'm going to save that for a girl or my boy that I want to bring a drink to or something else. You should not be drinking that much.
Okay, so here's where I sometimes get into trouble, Tom. Let's say that I'm having a great interaction with the girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, let's go do a shot. Okay. What do you do?
Is it the first one or is it the eighth one?
It's the first one.
So?
But if you're talking to four girls in a night, that's four shots right there.
Right. And, you know, it depends for me. Kind of.
Also, for guys, it's kind of like a, hey, let me buy you a drink at the bar. Let me buy myself 20 minutes with you.
Exactly. So I was thinking, is she using that as a line to get to know you and she likes you? Or is she just doing it for another reason that we don't know? Like, does she just have a ton of money? She just wants to, like, show it off. We don't know.
Okay, but you don't know that until you...
No, I would probably do one, but no more than that. Because then I can justify, be like, oh, I'm driving tonight, I had an earlier morning. Or I just, honestly, one of the more attractive things that I have found, when I tell a girl, no, I don't drink, they go, really? Like, they try to, like, you know, tease you, like, really? You don't drink? You're fucking lame. And you're like, I don't know about that, but I just don't drink. I don't feel it. I don't think it's valuable. And then when you hold your frame like that, they love that.
Right.
So if you, it's okay to say no, but she's going to send it back at you. You just got to own that.
Right. It might take you away from the types of girls that are party girls mm-hmm. that might be unattracted to like a guy that doesn't drink because like maybe in their mind the guy's lame or whatever, right? But it will keep you around for the long term with girls that see actual value in you, such as being like a boyfriend.
Right. And I, you know, you can fake it. I faked it with you all the time. Alcohol. Like you can drink it, spit it out. Kind of have it run off to your side. Like, I'll do that, too, where I'll drink it, but the whole shot will, like, run across my face, and I'll, like, wipe my mouth like I finished it, but the whole thing's on the floor. I've done that, but I've had a lot of girls buy me stuff, and I just don't do it. So it's... You just gotta hold your frame, I think. I think that's very important.
Gotcha.
And I do not recommend your first opening line to a girl ever is to offer her a drink. Do not ever, ever do that.
Okay, agreed. Well, why is that?
It just, why does she deserve it? You don't know her.
Right.
Cool, she's sipping on a martini. Can I buy you another martini? Of course. What girl's going to deny a free martini?
Right. What guy is going to deny a free
martini? I mean, I'll take a martini. But, yeah, I mean, when guys use it as an opening line, they think that's suave. And it's just, I have found, I think I've only bought a couple of girls a drink in a night because I felt like we spent a lot of time before that. And I was like, you know, it's going really well. We vibe really well. I'll buy her one. She's going to get one. And also, like, a strip club, when it's just flowing, I might buy one as well. Maybe. If her and I are talking for a while, I might buy one.
Gotcha.
I will never... I rarely do it because I just don't feel like that she deserves it. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Where I've gotten into trouble is... Okay, so what you don't want is the relationship or the talk to be based around the free drinks.
Yes.
And that sometimes for guys, especially if the guy's already a little bit buzzed or drunk, is very hard to tell. That fine line is very hard to tell. Like, is this girl digging me or is she flirting with me for a free drink?
She's freeloading, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe she gets her two free drinks, she gives you her number, and
flake.
She doesn't text you back. Yep. Or maybe she doesn't even give you her number and pulls the whole, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Okie doke.
Here's the Instagram, and then I'll unfollow you or whatever.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So ideally, alcohol, what we've learned from this episode would be that do not use alcohol as a crutch. Mm-hmm. Do not use alcohol to talk to women.
Yep.
Use it to show socialize. Sure. Mm-hmm. We still wouldn't advise it. Mm-hmm. And definitely don't use it to buy time with someone.
Right. Yes, and you even when girls start offering you drinks, it's okay to say no. It's okay to establish that boundary and be the DD. You know what's great is when you're a DD and a girl's been drinking, guess who can take her home that night and with not an Uber? You. Mm-hmm. You can drop her off at her place, and that's kind of a good spot to be in at 2:30.
Right, so, right.
You know, you can kind of use that to your advantage. Don't make sure she's coherent, of course, but let that go where you want.
Gotcha.
So I feel like we gave some good advice, actually, and some interesting experiences of my mom banging on my college door when drinking too much Kraken, and you with that weird plastic.
Yeah, one. The weird plastic vodka.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right, guys. So thanks for listening to this episode. You got anything else to add, Tom?
I don't know. I can't, because you can't, like, say stop it, you know? I can't just say stop drinking.
Yeah, that's not my advice here, guys. Yeah. Don't stop drinking, and let's be real. You're not going to listen to two guys that you heard on a podcast and stop drinking.
Yeah.
But just understand that there can be negative consequences from drinking too much. And I'm talking about socially. Obviously, the health and all that. But socially, if that might be the reason why you start drinking less.
Yes. So. And you'll find that was when you do cool it on drinking, your game will skyrocket. Your health will skyrocket. Your next day will be way more productive. It just seems like a win-win-win. Like, why even question it? Like, give it a shot.
Exactly. You know, so, cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. And make sure to like, comment, leave a review, the whole thing that everyone else says. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.